Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 86. This chapter has 17 psukim in it. This is a good prayer to say for anyone who feels like they're suffering and pain. David said this chapter while he was on the run from King Shaul. The Mefarshim also explain this chapter was written about our long galus. Let's jump right into the parak because there's many famous psukim in here. I wanted to quote some of them. David opens up the prayer by calling himself an ani ve'evyon, poor and destitute, because he had no possessions of his own. The only stuff he had was what was secretly given to him by the help of others. David prays for God to protect his soul, draw him close, and make him happy. David asks God to accept his prayer. This is interesting because you see that one needs to daven for his davening to actually be accepted. It's not enough just to daven, but you actually need to pray for your prayers, that your word should be accepted on high and find favor in God's eyes. In verse 5, it says, another famous pasuk of, Ki ata Hashem tov v'soach v'rav chesed l'chol korecha. For you, O God, are good, ready to pardon. You're abundant in loving kindness to all who call upon you. It's amazing to point out. Look at when David said this. You would think maybe he said this at the end of his life when he was sitting in his castle and the whole world knew who he was. No. He said this when King Shaul was trying to kill him, and he had nothing. He didn't even know for sure if he'd make it out alive. But yet it was from these difficult circumstances, David expresses deep gratitude for Hashem's infinite compassion and power of forgiveness. In verse 8 again, the famous pasuk of, Ein kemocha be'elokim Hashem ve'ein kemasecha. There's none like you on the heavenly forces. O God, there are no deeds like yours. Moving on in the chapter, it continues to relate God's greatness. David expresses calling out to God on his day of trouble. He asks Hashem to teach me your way so I can walk in truth. Then shares gratitude and feelings of positivity to Hashem for all Hashem's done for him throughout his lifetime. In verse 15, we have another well-known pasuk of V'ata Hashem keil rachum v'chanun erech apayim v'rav chesed v'yemes. But you, God, are the merciful and kind God, slow to anger, with tremendous resources of love and truth. David closes out the chapter by asking Hashem for a sign. His tefillah was answered. What was the sign David was asking for? The Gemara in Shabbos 30a explains the following. David asked Hashem to be forgiven with his sin with Bathsheba. Hashem immediately forgave him. David then persisted and asked Hashem to show him a sign during his lifetime so he can know for sure he was forgiven. Hashem told David, I'll give you a sign, but not during your lifetime. At the grand opening of the Beis HaMikdash, the doors of the Kodesh HaKadoshim clamped shut in front of Shlomo's eyes. Shlomo then invoked his father David's name. Immediately, the doors of the Kodesh HaKadoshim opened up. At that moment, all the enemies of David's faces turned white. They were completely embarrassed, and David was then forgiven. Let us merit to believe in Hashem's infinite kindness and capacity to forgive us for even the worst things we've done in our lives. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.